Day 3. Jesus prepared us for resistance right from the start. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Mark 4:3-8. NIV. The first parable Jesus told was shocking. The disciples were expecting Jesus to be a strong man Messiah who would gather an army and defeat the Romans. But here, at the start of their campaign, Jesus tells them the gospel message is not a hammer or a sword. It's a tiny seed. And 3 out of 4 seeds planted will be resisted and destroyed. Imagine their confusion. Jesus, we've just answered your call to follow you and spread the message of the kingdom of God. And you're telling us that more people will resist the message than will accept it? But Jesus' words are just as true today as they were then. We've all seen it. My father once professed belief in Christ, and then later he denied it. A childhood friend who was a leader in his church suddenly left the faith. Every year, a few pastors and celebrities make the news for abandoning what they'd once preached. We can be disappointed when this happens, but we shouldn't be surprised. Our faith should not be shaken. Jesus told us from the start this would happen. But that's not the end of the story. The parable ends with good news that overshadows the hard news. Can you see it? The good soil seed will flourish and spread and generate a lavish, uncountable crop. Prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that you always spoke truth. Thank you for preparing us for the different ways that people will respond to the message of your kingdom. Thank you that ultimately your word will be beautifully fruitful, multiplying far beyond what we can imagine. Keep us planted in the good soil of your word, that we may be a part of your generous purposes. Amen.